Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I just want to let you know today is Psychic Medium Tony G on WSBS. And I have to, before the show starts, I just have to say this. I'm used to doing blog talk and looking at the computer. So Scott, the amazing Scott, put on my camera prompt, Tony, the viewers are here. Look here so that I'm not having my head down looking in the computer all through the show. So I'm just cracking up about that, which you guys probably don't find that so funny, but it's hilarious to me. Okay, we are going to prompt the music for Psychic Medium Tony G on WSBS. When that's done, I will start the show for WSBS. Here we go. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Psychic Medium Tony G. Super excited to be here today. A few announcements before we get started. I finished my 6th book, and it is now in the hands of the editor. I'm so excited about this. This book is a game changer. It was a game changer for me as I channeled it. I channeled all of my books. And this book is a game changer, I think, for anybody who reads it. It's like one of those things where they say, if you get one thing out of a book that you read, you're really lucky. I think people who do this book, and I say do it because it's a guidebook. So as you go through it, you write down what you would change in your life or how you think your life would look if you applied the what-if statement. So I'm elated, excited, and so honored to have been able to channel this book. And I feel really grateful and blessed that my guides and my angels and those that are up above allow me to be the channel for this information for you guys. I can't even explain how just gratifying and amazing that is. Every night when I go to sleep, I'm like, this is my life. Holy, I can't say that word. Holy, holy, this is my life. Like, I have a radio show, 2 TV shows. I've written 6 books, and I get to channel angels. This is my life. Extraordinary, honored, and blessed. And I get to work with the most amazing people that there are. I can't even begin to tell you how grateful I am for my life. When you follow your passion and your purpose, this is what happens. You're guided right to those places you need to be, to do those things you're supposed to do and work with those people you're supposed to work with. And I just know that. I love you, Scott. I love you, Russ. I love you guys. So here we go. Okay, if I say your area code, please say your name and where you're calling from. Let everybody listening and watching know. And then ask a question. Now, because my switchboard is always full, I ask that you just ask one question because that's fair to everybody else calling in. I'll give you as much time as they allow me to give you, and then we'll move to the next person. If you would like to make a connection to somebody on the other side, please say their name and their relationship to you, and I'll do my best to bring them through. We are going to go to, by the way, the book is called What If? Yep, that's the title. What If? A Transformational Guidebook. And hopefully I'm going to have it ready for purchase by Monday. That depends on how much editing it needs. Now, remember, folks, I am dyslexic, so it could take a while to edit this book. Who knows? Maybe I did a good job. Here we go. 480. Hello, 480. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
I'm in Arizona, and my name is Keisha.
Yeah, okay. Arizona. Thank you for checking in, Arizona. How can I help you today?
I was wondering, do you see me getting, well, do you see a love coming in for me or a mate?
Ooh,
or something?
You know what? It is spring, and I am just going to tell you, everybody is asking about love all the time right now. For you, mm-hmm. I want to tell you, Now, I've heard this before, and I want you to be open to this answer. Now, I've actually heard this for me, and they don't mean it literally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I hear this answer, I'll say the answer, and then I'm going to give you the little bit that goes with it. I'm hearing tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. Tomorrow. However, this can mean within a week. This just means it's coming very, very quickly for you. And they want to ask you a question, dear girl. Are you ready? Because you think you're ready. But if I were to ask you, are you ready for that guy to show up and be in your life? What would you
say?
See,
that's a whole nother question. That's a whole nother question. I didn't ask that.
Nobody's ready for it. Nobody's ready for it. Take me out for a plate of pasta, but don't talk to them relationship. See, the right guy can't show up until you're in the right mind. That's the whole thing of it. The guys you are meeting, the people you are meeting for every single person, I'm just going to say this. You meet where you are, not what you want. If you are not ready for a relationship, you are not going to meet that person who is relationship ready either. No, you are not. Can I get an amen? Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I am going to tell you something for you and everybody listening. And everybody so I'm going to make a change. I'm wondering if we are ready for a good relationship. Taking that out of you. Now, this happened when you were 18. Something happened when you were 16, but then it really happened when you were 18. That you just aren't sure guys are in it for the long haul. You're not sure they want commitment, so you're not going to go there because you're afraid they're not going to go with there, and you're not going to be more in than they are. Now, I'm going to say this to you. What if those weren't the guys, and you were supposed to learn and grow from them and then move on to the next one, not become stigmatized to a relationship from them? What is that? See, that's what the book is called. That's what it's all about. I'm just saying. That's it. So look at it that way from now on and realize that everything that is happening has happened with purpose for the purpose for you to prepare you for the most perfect God. You're going to meet somebody this week. I'm not even joking. Somebody this week. And I want you to call me next week and say, you were right. I wasn't ready, but I did meet him. And it doesn't matter if you're not ready right now. You can start getting ready with him. Like, you can start clearing
stuff. Right, preparation. Yeah.
Together. Communication is key. Communication is key. And you're going to have to work through things together. Now, if you don't work through them with him, you're just going to have to work through them with somebody else. So I'm just saying, right?
Okay.
Does that help to answer your question?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you. Now stay on the phone. I'm going to be doing more clearing, but I am going to go to the next call. I do want to hear when you meet this lovely man, and I hope you have an amazing rest of the day going directly to 856. Hello, 856. How can I help you today? Hello, 856. Okay, I think 856 might have answered a different call or be someplace else. Well, that just means that 941 gets to come on sooner. Hello, 941. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Tony. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I am doing awesome. How can I help you?
Okay, well, my question is about love. Recently joined an online dating site. And I was a member last year. Nothing really happened. And that little voice inside my head about 2 weeks ago said, you need to rejoin. And I did. I've met some very nice gentlemen, but no one kind of near me. But I was wondering if you're picking anything up.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing I picked up is use the online dating to learn communication skills and what men mean when they say certain things. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Sure it does.
So this, I always tell people, you might not meet the man of your dreams online, but you might, but you might not. But it's a great training ground to get through the jargon or the things that men say. Like when they say this, it means that, you know, and how to communicate with them to get to the bottom line of what they really mean. So, for example, when a guy says, I don't want anything serious, or I'm not looking for anything serious, what he really means is I'm still a player, and I'm going to remain a player.
Exactly.
Now,
Next.
I'm really, like, not great at dating, but I give all this dating. I intuitively what I'm supposed to get from dating for people, but I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a great way for you to learn to cut through it quickly, okay?
Okay.
To cut through the guy you're going to meet, you are going to meet in, okay, you're going to meet somebody in August, and you're going to have a shorter long-term relationship with them. You have to do it. Now, if we all waited for the forever after guy, I don't even know if a forever after guy is really... I don't know if there's a forever after guy for everyone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In August, you have the potential to meet somebody in August. Now, I want to tell you, date this guy. It's going to be a shorter, long-term relationship because I'm hearing that in May, another guy is going to come in or another person is going to come in, and that's going to be a very significant relationship. But now, don't skip the guy in August. We often want to skip the first guy and go, well, if he's not the one, I'm just going to jump to the next one. No. There are things we need to learn, ways we need to grow from this relationship. Maybe this guy comes in and shows you some things you want that you didn't know you wanted. And then from there, you grow, you go, and you meet the next guy. Every relationship is a mirror of where we are. And sometimes this person will help you see things that you didn't know you wanted or things you didn't know even that you were doing to put relationships away. And again, I'm going to say let's clear anything stopping or blocking us from a healthy, happy, loving relationship. Let's do that now. Ooh,
okay.
And that kind of takes my breath away a little bit. Ooh. So let's do that and hope that moves forward for you. So August and then again in May. And I feel like the one in May has the potential to be very, very, very significant for you. Okay, love?
Okay. Well, thank you, Tony, very much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the week. Okay. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 702. 916, you'll be next. 702.
Hello. I'm doing very good. My name is Craig, and I'm calling from Detroit. And my question for today is, do you see me finding a job in Southern California soon?
Yes, I do. And I can tell you, you are going to find a job in Southern California, but what that job you have booking, okay?
Say again?
Now, I know that this is not what you want to hear, but I would rather know than not know. When you find that job, that job is going to be a good job, but it's not a great job. So I want you to keep looking. When you get this job, keep looking for the next job because there's going to be something right on the tail end of it, okay? That is
okay.
Real much better position for you. So get that job, take that job, get in place, get everything situated, and then keep looking, and you will find something better suited for you that you love even more when everything is all settled. And I think you're going to be at that job 4 or 5 months, but during that 4 or 5 months, you need to just keep looking and be very particular about what you find. And then you're at that, 5 month mark, you're going to really find something that is spectacular for you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Excellent. Perfect. Well, thank you so much
for
calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You are my pleasure. Have a great rest of the week. Okay, now I'm going to go to 916. Hello, 916. How are you today?
Hello, my name is Christine. I'm from California. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. Just hot,
okay.
But I'm all right.
Nice. What's your question of the day?
Hi. I was just wondering what you see in my love life now and in the future, pretty much, with him.
Okay. What's his first name?
His name is Martin or Martine.
Okay. He's a complicated fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really complicated. You never know which way is up with him. Like, you're not really sure all the time. Like, he keeps you guessing, doesn't he?
Yes. A lot.
Now, there are certain aspects of this that you really, really love, but then you kind of sometimes feel like you're going a little bit crazy, right?
Correct.
Okay. It's not easy for me to say this. And I'd rather you be straightforward. Okay. Yeah, tell it like it is, Tony, right?
I'm okay with that.
How long have the two of you been together?
25, almost 4 or 5 years. 24.
Okay. You need to start calling him on stuff, sweetie. You need to.
Mm-hmm.
You need to. The biggest statement I'm getting is just that you need to know. You need to know. You can't go around guessing all the time because it's really stressful
mm-hmm.
for you and it's really healthy, unhealthy. And you need to know. So just give those straightforward questions. And if he's not willing to give those straightforward answers, don't back down. Just sweet girl, don't back down. Now, I am going to tell you there are some changes coming into your relationship, and some of them you're really not going to like. There's the potential for this relationship to end soon. Now, I'm using the word self, but it's also up to you if that happens, okay?
Also what? I'm sorry, also what?
That it'll be up to you if that happens. This isn't something that's going to happen because he chose it. It's something that's going to happen because you choose it. I feel like within the month, you're going to find out some information that you didn't know before. You're not going to like this information. Don't put up with it. Just if you feel like you can move on, do move on. But don't buy into excuses either, okay?
Okay.
I know this is leaving you with a lot more questions than it is answers. I know there are 5 questions you want to ask me right now.
Actually, yeah. I'm okay with that. I just had to I had that gut feeling, and everything you're telling me, I had that intuition feeling of that as well. I just needed to confirm it.
I love that you're saying that. Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel like there's something going on with him that you're not aware of?
At times, yes.
Pay attention
but that's
to
been
that.
My that's been my past as well. That's been my past as well, so I don't know if it's my intuition as right now or that's okay, it happened in the past, it's gonna keep on happening.
No, it is your intuition. Always, always, always listen to your intuition. It is your intuition. Listen to it and follow through on it, okay? And you deserve such an amazing man that treats you so amazingly and doesn't keep you in the dark about things, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
That makes sense. I like it. Thank you. I appreciate you, and I can't wait to read your book as well.
What is
the name of it again?
It's called What If?
What If, that's right. That's right,
what
okay.
If? A little guide. Yes, it's...
Well,
so
what
excited.
If?
What if?
Thank you. I know. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Okay. You have an amazing day as well. Thank you. I am going to go to caller 216. Hello, 216. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What's your question today?
I'm just wanting to know, I'm starting to, you know, take classes as far as like herbology and, you know, Reiki and stuff, but how long, I don't think I'm going to be at this job too much longer. It's just, it's like, my spirit guides are kind of like put me in almost like an unbearable position. So to push me in a certain direction. So I'm pretty sure it's the holistic route. I don't have no problem with that, but I mean, this job is just, it's not me.
Okay. So
I need it for
you. Is what you're asking me how much longer you're going to be at the job?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So what I'm getting is a lot of this has to do with you, but I'm going to tell you, as we go more into that holistic route and start healing ourselves, our vibration or our energy moves up, and we start, like where you start and where you finish are two completely different places. So where you're working right now has one certain energetic level, and because you're going in that route of Reiki and holistic healing or energy healing, your energetic level is being moved up and stuff is being removed from you. You're being cleared out. I'm going to tell you, if you jump from this job, if you transition out of this job, please make sure you have something else there. Look for another job that'll be a good fit for you. Don't just jump and have nothing there, because then you'll go back down energetically again. You want to keep climbing that ladder. Find that next thing, that next power base for you, that base of power, and then move up again. Life is all about evolving. Life is about having that amazing experience that allows us to grow and shine and evolve and go to the next level without fear and without hesitation. Don't feel like you have to stay someplace just because you've been there for a while. Know that if you're feeling these feelings, it's because there's something better for you. Okay? So get up to the next level, get to that next position, but start looking for that next position now. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent. And I want to say, you know, you have a lot of hesitation with moving forward. You've been stuck for a very long time, so I'm going to start clearing that now. And you're going to feel probably some heaviness in your chest, and you're going to feel kind of like it might be a little bit like a deep breath coming through you. Just allow that to come through you. And I want you to look up Jimmy Mack. And I want you to work with Jimmy Mack, okay? M-A-C-K, Jimmy Mack, out of Florida, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Absolutely my pleasure. And I look forward to hearing from you again, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to go to more person. I'm going to go to 561. Hello, 561. How are you today?
Hello, Tony. This is Genevieve from Montreal, Canada. How are you?
Hi, Genevieve. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm very good. Congratulations on your new book. Looking forward to reading it, too.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so wonderful. Thank you. How can I
I'm
help
really
you?
Happy.
I just have a couple minutes left, so if
yes.
you have a quick, I don't want to rush you, but I don't want to run out of time for you either.
Thank you. As you know, following the trauma that I lived through a few months ago, I've taken a little bit of a downfall, and following that, I'm now following therapy. I'm wondering how long do you think this will last, because I really need to get out of this low frequency that I'm, even though I'm high in frequency, I'm still low in energy, and it's very draining, and I'm still doing my meditation every day, and that's going well, but it just seems that everything is just been, life has been a little bit difficult, and I really want to get out of this this thing.
Okay, let's just, like, ever, as you know, there's a lot going on right now, and you did suffer a great trauma, so let me just go into that space. I want you to take a really slow, deep breath in. I want you to pull that breath all the way down to your pelvis bone. And then I want you to push it out of that area. Now, just push it out of that pelvis area. And I think you know what I mean. And then take another slow, deep breath in. Do it again. And then at the same time, I'm going to help you push out anything that is stuck there, okay? We have trauma in the body, and then that trauma sticks in our mind. So when we go through an experience that has traumatized us, we have to clear the bodily or the body area of that trauma also before it can leave the mind sometimes. And I want you to come from a place of power when you think about this incident, and work from that place of power instead of that place of defeat. Okay, sweetie?
Yes.
Take one more slow, deep breath in, and then push it out from the again. And while you do that, I'm going to take the time to thank everybody for joining me here today. I want to express again how grateful I am for all of your support and for the people that I work with here. They are just simply amazing. In my mind, I couldn't have imagined better people to work with. And remember, what if which should be available on Amazon.com this month in June. And you know what? It's the beginning of summer. Have an absolutely, just an absolutely incredible, amazing summer. And I can't wait till the next episode of Psychic Medium Tony G. Until then, enjoy. Thank you.